Blog Talk Radio.
Let it shine.
My brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High, we're back again for another episode, yes, another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, indeed. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again, to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, indeed, every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. I said some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, for that, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, everything they could, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to revert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But we who are wise, who know the promises of the Most High, know indeed what the Scriptures have said. I said, my brothers and sisters, what the Scriptures have said. For the Most High indeed has promised that there must come a time of the restoration. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the restoration, the remembrance of all things, restitution of all things, according to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, will then surely have, according to all that is His pleasure, all that from the beginning He has forsworn. And blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who understand that it is out of a great love. I said a great love, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High shall do this. For it is evident, according to all that is written in Scripture, that without question, my brothers and sisters, I said without question, the Most High will not deny Himself, nor would He profane His name. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, it is also certain that rather than profane His name, the Most High has told me directly, and my brothers and sisters, we must understand this if we love the oneness that He is. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High must surely refine His people. He must make His people one according to the fullness of His design and desire. I said again, my brothers and sisters, He will not deny Himself, will not profane His name. The Scriptures tell us well, if we are wise, we are wise to know, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has said, because His people have sworn by His name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, He must surely refine His people. I said, surely He must refine His people. For the Most High has told me that till all who call upon His name are surely one, we are not saved. Did you hear me, my brothers and my sisters? till we, all who call upon his name, are true to who he is. I did not say double-minded. I did not say partial in agenda. I did not say alternate in agenda. I did not say in any way treacherous. But until we are all one, pure, perfect, after divine intent and design, brothers and sisters, deceivers still exist among us. And the oath that we have sworn has not been unto the sanctity of divine intent and desire. We must then, my brothers and sisters, awaken to what is the reality. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, either our agenda is pure unto the holy name, or brothers and sisters, we are found participants with those who would hold humanity. I said who would hold humanity in bondage. Think about it. There's a reason why the Most High said through Messiah, he said, the spirit of truth, the worldly, I pray you will hear me. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly, will not receive. He said, I make no request for the world, but those who will receive his word. Hear my brothers and sisters, and let us understand the real meaning of these very precious words. I think about the scriptures in the book of Jacob, which they call James. Amidst these precious scriptures, my brothers and sisters, amidst these very precious words, I see scriptures telling us that if we be scattered among the nations, the multitude of provocations among the nations, in other words, fallen and faulty standards, which pretend before men to be wise, and we're scattered among these nations, provocations where men have refused to know. I said have refused to know indeed what is the way of the Most High. What scripture say concerning those who would not know his ways and say they shall not enter into his rest? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture talks about the provocation in the wilderness. Ezekiel 20 talks about it too. Psalm 95 talks about it too. The Most High will only allow to enter into his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, people who are in all things true unto him. 45,000 denominations in the world, 280 nations. Dare men say that they all have known the way, the way of the Most High Yah? Think about it. 45,000 contentious, argumentative, debative institutions. In a competitive world, my brothers and sisters, where genuine altruism toward the truth is not so often in this world even counted a thing of having great value. Because in a competitive world, my brothers and sisters, everybody wants to have one-upmanship. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, in a holy covenant, it is already told to us that whoever be great among us, let him first be servant. I remember words like Johannine the Baptist wrote or said, as it is written concerning him, he said, concerning Messiah, he said, concerning himself, in the context of his words, he said that he, Johannine, must become lesser, that he who is sent as Savior become greater. The question to ask, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of false prophets in the world having alternate agendas that in a competitive world would exalt themselves. The question to ask, my brothers and sisters, dare men believe that those who have alternate agendas who would exalt themselves having first the priorities of their own so-called avocation? Huh. Do you really think that they would introduce you to the way of freedom? Do you think they would introduce you to what is greater than they? That you might indeed genuinely become free? I've talked often on this show about the passages in the Psalms. It says, none righteous, no, not one. Meaning that all, whether they realize it or not, if he said, I beheld, there was none. Most High looked, he beheld. There was none righteous, no, not one. No righteous one, no, not one. None that doeth good, or fully what is according to divine plan. He said, none that discerns how, ultimately means how much they need to, how much more they need to seek Yah. It means that most, my brothers and sisters, have been beguiled, flattered, not to realize just how much more of the truth is actually necessary before we absolutely, then at last, are free. Most I said much in Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, when he said, I looked and saw none righteous, no, not one. No righteous one. If we look close to the scriptures in the book of Romans, around the third chapter, we notice that these passages in Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 are reiterated alongside the passages of Isaiah 59, which read, Most High looked and he saw no intercessor, no one to help. Therefore, the scripture says, his own arm has trusted in him. To bring salvation to him. How about my brothers and sisters? What did I tell you? That to all who call upon the holy name are one, we are not saved. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that much scripture talks about the disrobing, the putting to utter shame. I said the putting to utter shame. All those who call upon the name of the Most High, after frail-minded vanities, not knowing to seek or not being compelled to seek the greater truth. Believe me, if the Most High touches you, then you know that the dimension of truth that you need to seek is beyond all you see in this world. He said, I beheld none righteous, no, not one. The Most High touches, realize why he touches, my brothers and sisters, so you should anticipate something much more. There's a reason why the scripture says, then ultimately, who then out of Zion? Still speaking about Psalm 14, Psalm 53, one good text where you could read it, verbalized that way, is, I'm putting it in the chat now, lamsabible.com, lamsabible.com. Relating a text, my brothers and sisters, from the Aramaic. In that text, after saying all the things that are said, it says, who then out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? Who out of Zion? Out of Zion will give salvation to Israel. In that day, Jacob shall rejoice. Israel shall be glad. And the word for glad there means blessed, my brothers and sisters, made one. In other words, having nothing to take away the peace, the harmony, love, the trust, the cooperation that is indeed true to the covenant, revealing, in fact, my brothers and sisters, what is the glory of the Most High and the love that he has for his people who will be true as representative of his name. What it means, then, my brothers and my sisters, is something that many might not be willing to deal with. But the truth is this. Since it says, Most High looked and he saw none righteous, no, not one, no righteous one. Another scripture says he looked and saw no intercessor. And then it says, therefore his own arm, a trusted one, will bring salvation to him. His righteousness on as a breastplate and helmet of salvation upon his head. The scripture even goes as far as to say to render recompense to the enemies. Whoever will stand against the revelation of this exceeding righteousness. It says, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? In that day, Israel shall rejoice and Jacob shall be glad, blessed. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that a time according to his promise, the time when the Most High said it is time for him to appear, the Most High will raise up. He must, in fact, raise up a righteous one according to all that has been spoken of old. For never did the Most High say that men would be delivered and found true unto his kingdom, or true unto his name, after a multitude of diversely differing contentious ideals. His name, my brothers and sisters, declares that he is holy. Yah with Yah is Yah. He says he's the great I am that I am. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, contained in his name is a concept that he is, in fact, all and everything that he is. That, my brothers and sisters, that absolution without contradiction in it is life. Let us understand then, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures really mean. When the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. It means that the mechanism that men had thought to be wise were actually a fallen, and in fact, my brothers and sisters, invalid system. In fact, when I say an invalid system, what I mean, my brothers and sisters, tainted after the world, double-minded. I've talked to you before about how Rome, some few decades before the birth of Messiah, came in and slaughtered the priests of Israel. And what was left, my brothers and sisters, was a priesthood, the Messiah himself called hypocritical. He said the leaven of the scribes and Pharisees is hypocrisy, is double-mindedness. These were priests who dared to say that they had no king but Caesar. My brothers and sisters, Caesar was known to be an idolatrous sun worshiper. How could they say that they had no king but Caesar and be truly found intercessors unto the cause of the Most High? I said it before, I'll say it again. So much prophecy says again and again that Messiah comes at a time when Most High looked and saw no intercessor. That's what it says in Isaiah 59. Psalm 14, Psalm 53 says, none righteous, no, not one, none that does good. Hey, that's the way they interpret it also in Romans 3 chapter. The scriptures say in Isaiah 41, none that preaches truly the gospel. In other words, everybody's got their own agenda, their own plan. What they're preaching is therefore not truly the gospel of the Holy Kingdom, but something watered down and tainted. Pluralist in its agenda, my brothers and sisters, to keep men in bondage. Remember, Messiah said it well. I make no request for the worldly, but for those who receive his word. He said it well when he said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How about maintain, preserve, and defend the restoration of conscience that he brought to a people whose leadership had become horribly invalid due to the alternate interests of those who call themselves priests. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Maintain the knowledge of what is his authority, his exceeding authority beyond all the rulers. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Means, my brothers and sisters, that the kingdom of the Most High is a standard that is beyond the ordinary conscience of men. Hey, they badly interpreted Isaiah 52. What it really means, my brothers and sisters, is that his conscience is more revolutionary than any man. His vision greater than the sons of men, for he is the son of Yah, one the Most High has raised up to perceive. Which is why the scriptures then go on to say that kings shall shut their mouths in shame because of him. Because that which they had not considered, because of the vision of one whom the Most High has opened his eyes. It says, because of him, kings shall be silenced. And that which men had not considered, men shall be made to consider, even consider, they would have translated it correctly, with discretion, intelligently. So the scripture says, who then shall believe his report? And to whom is the arm, the trusted ally of the Most High revealed? There's a lot of implication in that, meaning that many of my brothers and sisters would not be counted among those trusted. Did you hear what I said, my brothers and sisters? We live in a world today that in this massive competition, rulers have taught men, let's just say, to remain blind to why Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 says what it does. But it relates who out of Zion would give salvation to Israel. It says, there was none righteous, no, not one. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, till this one arrives, whom the scriptures speak of at Isaiah 44:20, where it says, Israel has spit upon ashes, their imaginations are dull, and cannot deliver themselves. Therefore, the Most High sends one who proves foolish the wisdom that men had called wise. The Most High told me that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving all things consideration, he told me was not wisdom at all. My brothers and sisters, shall men continue to ignore the truth, to pretend to be wise? Shall it be that because none have seen the plan, or all ignore the plan of salvation, or shall all ignore the plan that is written in the scriptures, so that all can pretend to be wise? I got news for you. All the scriptures say the Messiah comes and he will have to reprove all the leaders, pastors, priests, rabbis, all. That men discern the way of one. Yah is one, meaning that he is the only Savior. Yah is one, meaning that his path alone is freedom. His path alone, my brothers and sisters, is the deliverance of our people. You can't add to it, you can't take away from it. Add anything to it, you take away your hope of eternal life. Take away anything. Yes, my brothers and sisters, well, take away your hope of eternal life. You add anything, you add damnation to your soul. There's a reason why the scripture says man will be rewarded as his work should be. Shall it be found pure before the Most High, pure after divine intent, true to his name, true to all that is his righteousness, true to all that is his plan? Or shall men uphold the plans of another? I know a lot of folks turn around and say that they follow where the crowd is. So you got to be with the in crowd. Wow. Need to ask the question what the crowd is in. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what I'm saying to you. There are many who believe that if they follow the masses, that they will find the way of peace. That some people will even go as far as to say, I can't believe that everybody's wrong. Well, think about it. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be writing this for my judge. He said, he was speaking of the ultimate Messiah. He said, therefore, let no man consider himself wise before the time until Messiah comes to reveal the hidden treasures, very precious truths, rare truths, that men are not considered. Then shall every man know how to praise Yah. In other words, then shall every man know how to bring forth the praise worthy unto Yah, not according to the invalid system of this world, but true to that which the Most High himself calls precious. I can only tell you, the Most High told me I must tell you some very precious things. In fact, he told me the words I speak to you are very precious. Rare, my brothers and sisters, but they're only for the most humble soul. There are those who seek and have sought the esteem from men. Well, my brothers and sisters, if men seek to be validated, but that before Yah is counted in so many ways fallen, shameful, Shall men continue to be silent in the midst of this? None seeking to save his brother and say that it is a covenant of love? There's a lot of reason why you see, my brothers and sisters, the prophets bearing great burdens for the awakening of the people. If the scripture says, my brothers and sisters, and it does, ultimately speaking of the latter days, that the Most High has looked and he saw no one except him, no, not one, none righteous, no, not one, then realize, my brothers and sisters, is because humanity as a whole is still yet, whether realizing it or not, still yet in bondage, still yet in Babylon. Shall all, my brothers and sisters, refuse to acknowledge the greater truths that are written in the scripture that Babylon sought to hide? Think about it. If you really understand the scriptures well, when the scriptures say, I've stirred up one from the north from the rising of the sun, the word for north there is hidden. My brothers and sisters, shall all ignore the Savior, even the way of salvation that a wicked system sought to silence from the minds and sought to hide? Shall all ignore the Savior that all can pretend to be free? Is that, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High expects of a true, steadfast, trustworthy people? The question always has been, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High reveals those things that men have not considered, the question is, who will accept this truth to be found true unto the Most High? Who, my brothers and sisters, when they find the truth that for a long time has been hidden from them? Who, my brothers and sisters, when they find how so much scripture that men have not put together? Oh, my brothers and sisters, believe me, I'm telling you. Let me see how I can put this to you. The scripture says Messiah's words are the word of the Most High in Isaiah 28, when Messiah appears. There's line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line, to the plummet. And he said, be a terror, a vexation for many to understand the report. The cloth is too short. What they sought to cover themselves, their shame in, was too short for a man to wrap himself up in it. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, that is much deeper than it sounds. And the question is, when man has an opportunity to hear the deep, intimate things of the Most High, who, my brothers and sisters, would choose to hear those things that a world for ages has sought to deny? My brothers and sisters, for the deliverance of the brethren. Many of my brothers and sisters would choose to be silent. Like the rest of the children of darkness, choose to be silent rather than choose to show forth the light. It might guide some among us to genuine freedom. But when the scripture says his words are line upon line, precept upon precept, is much deeper than the sounds. I can only tell you that very early on, I remember when Most High, I asked him a question. I asked him what was the purpose of man. He gave me an elaborate answer. So men all refuse to know what is indeed the mutual purpose for which man was created. I shall all refuse to know it, choosing instead the purposes of others, and say that because this is all they know, that they are free. Most High told me something. He told me a very elaborate answer to that question. Somebody wants to know the answers about some of that, you can call in. The number is 661-554-9212. I said 661-554-9212. I can only tell you, after he told me what he did, I've talked about it before on this show. Oh, man, it's like my chest is so full of spirit. It's like I was, I was so full, chest so stuck out. It's like I could have floated off the earth, man. Because I remember walking, I couldn't even feel my feet. I remember quite well, but I also remember almost precisely where I was the moment when he told me something far beyond the very next day what he had told me earlier. And it made all that he told me, for as awesome as I thought it was, seem almost infantile. And it shocked me. Well, being shocked by the realization of the next dimension of truth. And he'd already told me, for everything he tells me is just a stepping stone toward the next dimension, to finally making it home. He told me if I had contemplated what I had fully enough, asking the right questions concerning the thing he told me, the things he had told me the day before. He said what he told me on that very next day would not have been so much of a shock to me. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says the words of Messiah, the word of the Most High, will be found like line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line, to the plummet, with an exactitude, my brothers and sisters, precision unmatched. It's talking about, my brothers and sisters, an accumulation of facts that reach a certain crescendo. And upon realizing that crescendo, to crack out of one shell, it's like, okay, you got a major point after you got all these smaller points. Call that a line. Think about it. A thread in a tapestry or a cloth, my brothers and sisters, itself is many filaments. Crescendo upon crescendo, my brothers and sisters, line upon line, precept upon precept. Gold and thread, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Till you finally realize the most magnificent truths that reinforce the entire cloth, the entire tapestry of the vision. But my brothers and sisters, I ask the question, how many are willing to seek what the Most High said he would reveal if the hearts were utmost willing? Men realizing their responsibility, truly what is their responsibility to their brother. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I repeat again, if scriptures have said what they do, we've talked about Revelation 6th chapter, about the white horse rider, who he really is. The system that would never desire that you know the Savior would tell you as some type of anti-deliverer. One who would stand against the testimony. My brothers and sisters, that one actually is Shiloh, the Messiah himself. We've talked before about how Revelation 6 compared to Revelation 19:11 through 21. We talked about Isaiah 41st chapter. Talks about one who has a bow and a crown, dust to his sword and stubble to his bow. We talked about the same thing is written if you look at the words that are written at Isaiah 49. And the scriptures actually would say it's one who is like a select arrow. The word there is bowman, one who doesn't miss the mark. Most I told me, if you know what's said and don't know why it says, miss the point. Well, if this one's words are like line upon line, precept upon precept, my brothers and sisters, it means that he indeed understands not only the words, but why they are so, how they function in the purpose of the Most High. For many are they because, according to Isaiah 41, they know neither foundation nor eventuality. They err constantly, and the scripture says that is an abomination. Not the work of his spirit, but the errant designs of another. But who, my brothers and sisters, willing to humble themselves to understand why the scripture says man must be converted? I repeat, if the scriptures say that when Messiah comes, it is because the Most High has seen none righteous, no, not one. And understand the word righteous means complete in all things. That means none intercedes or petitions the Most High for the fullness of all that is divine will according to all that is valid before divine purpose. That's why the scripture says when he reveals those hidden treasures, the blessed, my brothers and sisters, precious truths that the world has sought to deny. He said, then shall men know how to praise Yah, because till then, men still yet praise and uphold and even petition for the perpetuation of a multitude of invalid standards, my brothers and sisters, with which the Most High can never be pleased. There's a reason why the scripture says when he comes, whole nations will be kind of like a drop in a bucket. Talking about Isaiah 41. Because men did not understand that there's no full searching of all that is divine understanding. Therefore, you should have always continually sought him beyond all the diversities of the world. There's a reason why, my brothers and sisters, it says, is because the Most High has looked and he's noted that the imagination, the vision of man has become dull, that he must send an anointed one. One whose eyes he opens beyond what ordinary eyes see and ordinary ears hear, that he might expose the shallow-mindedness, the short-sightedness of so many of the institutions of this world, that quite frankly, the prophecy said in advance, there are certain truths they will never tell you. Well, you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the one who would reveal these things? My brothers and sisters, in so many ways, the scriptures relate that is the door. If the scripture says point blank, who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? Isaiah 48 says, who is there among you who can declare, who can discern how men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness? He says, and then goes as far as to say that the one who can declare these things is the one the Most High has called his chosen ally. How about his arm? His trusted one. He said, it's the do what is divine will against Babylon, therefore to expose every short-sighted, every contentious, every conflicting doctrine that has confused the masses, whereby men have drawn hasty conclusions and not considered all things. Here's the one the scriptures say, come forth, saying, from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Most High has sent me to show you the way that you should go. Apparently men have forgotten that way. For the scripture says, my brothers and sisters, oh, that you had kept my commandments. How about kept the path that he had already given and revealed? He said, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness the waves of the sea. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He says there's no peace to the lawless, those who will not recognize this law, this lawful expectation. So he comes forth saying, listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, all ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother to make mention of my name, to bring Israel back to him. Why don't they teach you what these scriptures truly imply, especially since Isaiah 49 and 10 records, my brothers and sisters, what is written at that Revelation. How about Revelation 7, 16 through 17, all this being latter-day prophecy? You think, my brothers and sisters, that your leaders all are entirely blind concerning this? No, my brothers and sisters, I tell you, there are none so blind as those who will not or won't see, who refuse to. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's been a lot of times and I've talked to pastors in, let's just say, in mixed company with regard to certain things and asked them about these scriptures directly. And I've heard things where they said, or they, let's just say, were able to say privately things like, we don't talk about those scriptures in their church. Or the first thing they did in mixed company is do something about having you no longer be in the midst of others to speak anymore. They call that big 7-foot guy back in the back of the congregation. And they tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, we want to talk to you. We don't talk about that in our church. You ask why. They don't want to give reasons. They just simply, because they know they can't contest it, they just simply say, we don't talk about that in our church, and you're not welcome on our campus. But simply telling folks to read scriptures like Isaiah 60 and 12 without even going as far as to quote it? Why? Why, my brothers and sisters? Like I said before, scriptures talk about when Messiah appears, there's none who discerns that he is righteous or discerns this righteous one. It means men have hid him from themselves. Rulers would prefer that the people not know that this one comes to expose all the false doctrines that the rulers have taught. It is in these pastoral interests, as the avocation of these very treacherous leaders, that certain truths you never know. For if you knew them, you'd know how treacherous, short-sighted, and neglectful their doctrines have been for a long time. You would know, my brothers and sisters, that they had something other than perfect interest toward the awakening of mankind. You would know, my brothers and sisters, that the prophecies say again and again the Messiah comes to expose them as having not been true to the Most High completely in their oaths. I think about it often, my brothers and sisters. Truly I do. Truly. Because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I will say again, Messiah said with good reason, I make no request for the worldly, for the double-minded. Either man's agenda is pure and perfect toward the will of the Most High, or he seeks to profane the holy name. Either man's agenda is pure and perfect toward the Most High, and full well willing to receive fully all the Most High reveals of himself. A man is still counted among the children of darkness. We're blind to people not to be able to see the light. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, time to think about it. Dare Israel seek to remain in blindness, seeking hope that none sees the door to freedom, lest all realize they've been taught by the minions of Babylon? Shall all ignore the Savior? Let's all discern their shame. Scripture says, when the Son of Man appears, who should be able to stand? I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, I remember one time Most High quoted me the scripture over in Micaiah 24. He says, the day will come when every eye shall see him, and all the nations of the earth shall mourn. Revelation 1st chapter says the same. It means men will finally realize what they had blinded themselves not to see for so very long. While they claim to be true to the Most High, seeking to be validated, my brothers and sisters, by them who have no authority at all. Such a shame. What I'm saying to you is consider what ancient Rome did. They told folks you had to be in with the in crowd. They excommunicated men who didn't go along with the heresies of the Roman institution. And men who were excommunicated were put to consider those who were ashamed. In other words, those who, my brothers and sisters, who society utterly considered unworthy to dwell amongst the people or to be associated with. They called them heretics, my brothers and sisters. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 59? It says, ultimately, those who would turn toward righteousness, The system seeks to make them a prey. Huh. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, what's really going on here. Think about it. And discern the reality. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that the system itself, the men have sought validation from, actually has no authority from Yah at all. And when the scriptures talk about Messiah coming, it says, in his appearing, when he dries up the rivers, it dries up the constraints of the nation, the men finally see a need to seek beyond their rulers. He says, blessed are they who keep their garments, lest they walk naked and men see their shame. Blessed are they who hold on to the truth as they begin to see it. Lest they be usurped, my brothers and sisters, and discern as indiscriminate men, foolish men, deceptive men, treacherous men. And the scripture says, men such as this, he will destroy out of the temple of the Most High. He will humiliate them before all the people. But brothers and sisters, I ask not only concerning the leaders, but concerning the people. Shall all consider themselves, let's just say, in allegiance with the so-called, what they call in crowd, not discerning what the crowd is into? None, upon seeing the truth, choosing to see clearly what it is, all seeking then, therefore, to leave their fellow man misled. What kind of love, what kind of covenant, what kind of so-called, if you will, oath true unto the Most High and his name is that? I can only tell you, if the Most High truly touches your heart and begins to show you the truths, my brothers and sisters, you cannot remain silent. If he tells you that he calls you directly to speak those things which others would not, and that is the purpose which he told me directly, that he calls his prophets. Well, my brothers and sisters, if I could tell you, if I really told you some of the things the Most High has told me, that I have to perform. If I could tell you some of the titles that he's told me that are a result of some of the things that I have to do, what they're about, would you believe it? Or would many of my brothers and sisters choose that to ignore it, even though I can validate so much of what I would say, show so many things, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures said in advance that your leaders would not teach, show you how they are consistent from Genesis to Revelation. Would many choose to ignore them simply because they have not been the basis or the foundation of what has been their teaching for so very long? When the scripture says to the Gentiles, says to Israel, and it says also to Israel in the midst of the nations, say, he said, I'm desirous, my brethren, you should know this mystery. And he declares to the Gentiles, be not wise in your own conceits, for blindness in part befalls Israel until the time of the Gentiles. How about Israel scattered among the Gentiles? And believe me, they already knew that Israel would soon be scattered. Blindness befalls Israel till the time of the Gentiles comes to an end. And a Savior will come out of Zion. Oh, again out of Zion. To remove all ungodliness. How about all allegiances to the various sinful, divisive standards of the nations? Believe me, anytime men are subject to standards that divide men under allegiances that are not true to the fullness of the will of Yah, it is a false oath. It's an oath made after the vanities, the counterproductive ideals of man. It is an idol, my brothers and sisters. It is idolatry. And I even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, you should never let your pursuit of knowledge, I want you to hear me, never let your pursuit of knowledge after what you have attained ever become an idol to you. Never become something that causes you to become stagnant. Never cause you to become something of which you become so proud that the Most High can't teach you something more. Because I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, for all that you think you have realized, the Most High can come behind it all. Even having revealed secrets of untold ages and tell you something that he knows you hadn't quite seen yet that you desperately do need to let you know something like he told me. He said, if anything is in my head, it's ever worth anything. Oh, I hope you understand. Hey, counted worthy, complete unto his purpose. Anything we see, think, hear, do, anything in our perception in our minds that is found perfect enough. He said, if anything such a thing exists in my mind, he told me right off the top. In fact, he said, this picayune little head of yours. I'm just telling you how he told me. He said, it is him who puts it there. He lets you know who the master really, truly is. He said, he told me there's nothing that he understands going on a little picayune little head of mine. That's what he told me. He told me that very early on in awakening. He said, what's awesome is that we, begin to understand truly what's going on in his. Most I say, I beheld none righteous, no, not one. It didn't mean that there wasn't any who wanted the truth. But what are you saying, my brothers and sisters? Men have been blinded by so many misconceits taught in this world, half-sighted ideas, hasty conclusions. The Most I said, when he looked, he saw none who discerned the plan well enough to petition for the fullness of that ultimate truth. Would the leaders tell you that your salvation rests in discerning what the Messiah said and really meant when he said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders? Do you understand why he said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declares, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, after the authority of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? It's talking about the exceeding authority of Yah, saying that none of the standards of the nations were viable. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, my judge. He says, ultimately, he was saying, will be the Messiah who reveals the hidden treasures the men have not considered. Oh, there's some things that men have not considered today. And then when men learn to value and receive that truth, then will every man ought to praise Yah, because guess what? We're living in the midst of institutions where if you talked about some of the greater truths of the scriptures, they would seek to invalidate you. Not only the word of the Most High, you. Like some have told me, you're seeing things. Oh, really? Okay, I can show you this premise 50, 100 times by implications in ways that most have never seen. Over and over again, and I'm seeing things. Oh, I'm thankful that I am. Or dare men say because they don't see that they see? Now, brothers and sisters, have you really? I can run them all. I can run them down to you. There's a lot of prophecies that talk about how Messiah should appear to the world. I'm yet to hear pastors talk about it. I hear prophecies, my brothers and sisters, talks about why he must appear the way he does. They didn't tell you that Scripture says the one for whom you're waiting and expecting, Scripture says will appear unexpectedly, suddenly by surprise. What the Lord Most High tell me? The Master tell me? Most High Yah tell me? I contemplated fully enough all the things that he had told me before. What he tell me the next day would not be a surprise. How many of my brothers and sisters have fully contemplated all the Most High spoke to mankind through his prophets so that when all these things, all the majestic threads and lines, precepts of truth are set in alignment, they would not be surprised? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of times in scriptures, these things that I'm talking about, the scenarios that I'm talking about, are out right there in front of your eyes. But most, my brothers and sisters, go as far as to say, well, if it's not taught in my church, it must not be important, or it must already have come to pass. Too much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Revelation, for instance, echo these things. is something to be expected. Too many words of the apostles, my brothers and sisters, echo these things as something to be expected. Too many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah said himself echo these things as yet to be expected. Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand how many prophecies concerning the latter days have to do with that statement? If they didn't teach you that expectation, my brothers, my sisters, did they teach you the faith at all? Or did they hide the Savior and the way and the plan of salvation from you that they might abuse and exploit you according to someone else's plans? To discern this, my brothers and sisters, is to discern who the leaders are really working for. I've said it before, my brothers and sisters, and I'll say it again. If you have a double-minded agenda, if it's ever been true that you see sought to hide the truth of the Most High for selfish reasons, because of allegiances you have after some divide and conquer, diverse personal agenda, avocation established in this world. Our brothers and sisters, your oath unto the Most High isn't worth a plug nickel. Scripture says, not everyone who cries out to him, Lord, Lord, enters the kingdom of Yah, but he who seeks to do, perform the purpose, the will of the Father. It says, many of my brothers and sisters will come forth, and he will say, hey, you never knew me. I never knew you. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, false prophets who have no intention to help to bring forth truly what is a good work. Hey, my brothers and sisters, good fruit, as the scriptures put it. What is in all things ripe, succulent, and sweet after the mind and intents of the Most High? Those who have no intention to bring forth that which is full in all things pleasing unto Yah. Such false prophets teaching fallen, false, and foolish and deceptive words that will never bring forth what is sufficient before Yah. There are truths they would never, ever tell. But the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, drives the heart that is true. Not only to see the truths, but to know that they must be spoken. They are light that must be shown forth. Messiah said the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who have dualist agendas, they will not receive. And he said if you love him, you love the conscience that he brings forth, you have gratitude for it, seeking to perform then his will, my brothers and sisters, he said he would reveal himself. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, a lot of your rulers are just simply damned. They wouldn't uphold the truth if they saw it. They wouldn't speak it if they saw it, because they have agendas comforting men in flattery. That's what they do. If there's a greater truth that they have no intention according to their avocations and hobbies, if there's a truth that they choose not to speak, or they won't speak in order to protect their positions of esteem before men, then realize, my brothers and sisters, they would sacrifice your soul, let alone their own, if they believe it all. Believe me, it's a whole lot of real good front men out there who have learned how to be convincing. I didn't say they believe the truth or would uphold it, but go to schools teaching men how to be persuasive, convincing. Seminary schools, my brothers and sisters, that pass out generic degrees. People can take any denomination they want to and say they have a Doctor of Divinity degree. Teaching them doctrine from all over the place, so they can sit back and say they can go anywhere and teach. Teach what? Chaplains, like they have in hospitals, say, hey, whatever you believe, we got somebody who can pray for you. Everyone knows the way of the Most High and all these differences. Scripture says, broad is the road that leads to destruction. I even say many are the roads that lead to destruction. Many are the ways that seem unto men are life, but the end thereof is death. But few, let's say straight is the gate, narrow is the road that leads to life. And few are they that find it. There's a lot of false prophets and false testimony out here, my brothers and sisters. How many are willing when they see the truths? See those truths, my brothers and sisters, that declare initial purpose, eternal purpose, and eventuality. We'll seek all that is necessary to be straight in line with that path, that they might attain to the goal. Whoever is not, my brothers and sisters, whoever it is, Messiah said it well, they in denial of what was foreordained in the law of the prophets shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Most High has already set the plan and the program. My brothers and sisters, only those who are willing to walk along that path will see the way of life. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, if the avocation of the rulers and their various titles keep them in bondage after divisive, therefore damning agendas. Think about it. Even if they don't know what they exalt is damning, even if they don't know what they exalt is a shallow-minded, short-sighted standard, it is because they are self-righteous. It is because, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit they were not allowed to open their eyes. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, I know what I'm talking about when I say this to you. But then again, I speak as a man who's seen what the scriptures call third heaven. My brothers and sisters, for this earth to become what the Most High says he desires, when you say you should petition, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So brothers and sisters, the synchronicity of that mindset, the awesomeness of that beauty to be brought forth in the earth. If anybody has a heart, then he would desire all that is necessary for that truth to be brought forth and for it to be sustained. And I know when I first saw it, the first thing I didn't even realize was being offered to me. So the first thing I said, just let me help. I said it didn't make a difference what happened to me, just let me help. My brothers and sisters, we should all, I'm just telling you now, we should all have that type of heart. Not flattering myself or anyone. I'm just knowing, saying, my brothers and sisters, when Scripture said Abraham believed Yah and was counted him for righteousness, he believed that only seeking the perfect will of Yah would be a blessing to his people. Why have we chosen to believe otherwise? Some people say, oh, Messiah gave his life for our sins. He didn't give his life for people to be divided. He didn't give his life for folks to be in bondage to somebody else. He didn't give his life, hey, that you receive the Spirit that teaches all things, that everybody only want pieces and parts of it so they can be constant, gregarious, avaricious, competitive denial in the world. One scripture says when he appears, he's going to tell the whole world, hey, remove the deceit from your midst, that your light should go forth speedily, and then shall you receive the inheritance of Yaakov, your father. Didn't say that man be justified in unbelief. Scripture said, however, that men would pervert the grace or the gift of Yah, the revelation of the greater truth, hey, because it catered to their own carnal licentiousness, lasciviousness, fleshly mindedness, bringing it down to levels of which man can be, can validate it. Heaven help us. Scripture calls that unbelief, and he destroyed those in the wilderness, he said, that did that before. It says Messiah will have to come to convince men against all these ungodly doctrines. In other words, these fallen standards they have exalted. Even to render a recompense, my brothers and sisters, for this ungodliness. Why have men then believed the Messiah gave his life for men to sin, for men to disregard the authority of his sovereignty as king above all kings? So the king that is above all kings sanction every standard of those lesser rulers who were denied the authority of the king? Does that really make sense to people today? All my brothers and sisters, I went into this show tonight. I got about, 15, 16, 17 points that I wanted to get into. Probably related about two of them so far and their implications. It's never seemed to be enough time. Never seemed to be enough time. It just simply amazes me, my brothers and sisters. I just tell you, it really does. It simply amazes me to see how much people are willing to hide from the truth, expecting to be exalted and confirmed by him who is true. Never ceases to amaze me. Never ceases to amaze me. This morning, I thank the Most High that, I'm going to just tell you how it is for me. I wake up in the morning, and I want to know, I always want to know something new. I want to wake up knowing something new. And if not, I lay there for a couple of minutes. And I've got news for you. Most High just starts pouring it down. Tying together so many things that he has already taught, moving them to the next level. He told me that for everything he tells me, it's going to always be like breadcrumbs. Mark your way till you make it back home. You know, I like morsels of truth. That's what he told me. He told me every dimension of knowledge given is just another stepping stone toward another dimension of truth. The scripture talks about having the law and seek it by faith. It means that you recognize there's an exceeding mind behind it. Scripture talks about many of my brothers and sisters, however, not having this great expectation, seeking to establish their own righteousness as if there's nothing more than what they see that is to be established for the healing of all Israel. This about the Apostle Shaul said, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. How about that all see what indeed is the ruling command, the mutual expectation, the mutual requirement of those who would enter the kingdom of Yah. Israel might be saved, made whole, made one. Agreed. Did you hear me? My brothers and sisters, I said agreed unto the Most High. That's what he spoke concerning. He said that all be ultimately then agreed, my brothers and sisters, unto Yah, saved, delivered from whoever would cause contentions among his people. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? But he said many have sought to establish their own righteousness, their own controlling body of knowledge, as if nothing else should be added, nothing taken away from what they call their conscience. Shutting people off from being taught the greater wisdom of Yah, therefore not submitting to the righteousness of Yah. Scripture says that's not preaching the gospel. The scripture says that when men find in the last days that what they had been preached, what had been taught, was not the sovereign reign, the exceeding reign, the full, sure word of Yah, the scripture says, he tells the world, behold, my servant, my elect, my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice. How about righteousness? The vision of righteousness they had not seen. Justice and righteousness, the same word. He says, I shall wait for his law. Scripture says, because the Most High had seen none that desired or said restore. He will have to magnify the law and make it honorable. He will lead the people by a way that they have known not. Dare men today, my brothers and sisters, say that after the present conscience in this world having negated or ignored so much scripture that when Messiah comes, men are prepared to completely ignore the word that he perceives after his anointing, that they might preserve institutions of men that would keep men in blindness? Is that my brothers and sisters, what men have fallen for? Time to think about it again, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, woe to those. Did you hear me? Hey, it says, there's none so blind as those who follow after the rulers. It says in Isaiah 42. It says, woe to those who are blind and hidden in prison houses, where the light would not enter. Burned, destroyed, knowing it not. Woe to them, he says, who have thought already they had peace, a covenant with the Most High, as if they were already perfect. So the Messiah will call forth men, his people, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the stasises or all the fallen, frail, idle, I-D-L-E-I-D-O-L standards of this world. Calling his people from the midst of all the fallen standards, north, south, east, and west across the world, that he might expose Babylon. Calling forth the blind who have eyes and the deaf who have ears, that they may, in seeing and hearing the truth, declare that it is true, even that, behold, it is he, that he might destroy Babylon in his appearance, that he might destroy all the debates and doubts of this world, and declare a word, my brothers and sisters, that exceeds them all. Is that what the leaders told you? Or did they just simply tell you that you are already redeemed? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, so much prophecy says that since man fell away from the word of one after the intrusions of the nation, there were already iniquity in the earth. Says, since men fell away from the truth, not knowing to seek beyond men, Scripture calls it a falling away from faith. And Scripture says those who believe the intrusions of these lies and half-truths, debates and doubts, did not say they'd be saved. How could they, how man be delivered after the contentious designs and alternate agendas of another, those who would never speak the whole truth? Most High told me, if you're subject to any conscience less than his, it is tribulation, it is Babylon, it is confusion, it is not he. When Scripture says, when Messiah comes to reveal those treasures which the world has sought to hide, then, my brothers and sisters, those validating those that exceeding word will know how to praise Yah. Or dare men, my brothers and sisters, say that those who have praised precious truths as if they were nothing have loved the way of Yah? Think about it. Men lost the concept and definition of salvation, my brothers and sisters, among, I'm going to tell you. This past week I listened to a few people use the word salvation over and over again, and it was quite evident they never had a bit of a clue as to what the word means. The concept of making something whole, healing something fully. Here, my brothers and sisters, man is still in the transition phases toward being healed. Scripture says Messiah will bring the missing links. Dare men say that they are delivered without them? Dare men say, while still yet there are precepts in their minds and hearts, hasty conclusions that don't include the truth, still in their minds and hearts that they uphold with all zeal, that they are delivered? Shall men still uphold those institutions of man that hide the truth and say, my brothers and sisters, that they are the sons of those which see their children liberated? I'm going to tell you, man has lost concept of what is the purpose of man pleasing to Creator when he began to believe that the various standards of the rulers declare the purpose of man. Man, long time ago, my brothers and sisters, lost the concept of indeed what is perfect peace with Yah and man. But man lost concept of what is the kingdom of Yah. Think about it. The kingdoms of the earth are not that kingdom. My brothers and sisters, what standard do you think it is that they have taught you? The gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, declares the absolute rule of the kingdom. You got 45,000 denominations out here, contentious in so many ways, and in so many ways denying the exceeding truths. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will accept the doctrines or the beliefs of anyone who refused to hear his truth because so many lies have been put in their hearts and they refuse to reason and do better or see better? Our brothers and sisters, when the Scriptures talk about perfect peace, it talks about Messiah. The Scriptures actually in Isaiah 26:3 relative to Isaiah 25 talk about one who will keep the people in perfect peace, whose minds are stayed on him, who seek Yah to ordain for him them all their works. The one whom the Most High said reveal righteousness. And the scripture says he will cast away off all tears from off all eyes. The scripture says he will cast aside the covering that is even over the nations, all the false standards over all the nations that have blinded all the nations, the veils, my brothers and sisters, that have blinded the people not to seek the greater truths. Scripture says this is the righteous one for whom the people should have been waiting all along, for whom those who are wise of Israel have waited. It said, men will be rejoiced, made one again in his salvation, in his perfected word. Didn't say a fallen standard could do this. But my brothers and sisters, we look around us and we see so many fallen standards around us. And everybody wants to say that they are complete. That is a treacherous word against the appearing of the Savior and the authority of the Most High concerning what he has declared as a plan from the beginning. Scripture always talks about the one called Shiloh, the one unto whom the gathering of the people shall be. Why? Because he exposes every fallen standard by a greater vision. And man should have prepared for that. If they had, they could not be stagnated after anybody's lesser standard. I can tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I remember one time, Most High, after, I can actually well tell you, I saw this system, my brothers and sisters, controlled by the dragon slain. He told me to imagine all that I could, as blessed as possibly I could imagine, agreeing with all of him in terms of his plan that I knew. And I'm going to tell you, so I saw some very beautiful things pop up. And I didn't see him distastefully push me aside. He just said, step aside, son, let Papa show you how to do it. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, for all that I knew of the beauty that I could ever even begin to imagine, he had a plan still yet far greater. Nobody, my brothers and sisters, is going to stand in the way. Scripture says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory of that was Yah's plan for those who love him. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, all that is necessary, not only to bring forth that exceeding plan, but to preserve it. It's because men have not known what is the standard. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, man has been lost, wandering to and fro, after systems established by the dragon who deceives and divides the world. That old serpent they call the devil, my brothers and sisters, who gave power to the various nations to deceive the people, flatter the people, shorten and blindside the minds and the hearts of the people, fall away from the truth, trust in the words of a multitude of men, the sons of men rather than the son of man. The son of Yah. Falling away from the word of Yah, my brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters. There's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that murderous times came in the first centuries. To silence the minds, silence the mouths of those who one time did see. That so many of these truths, my brothers and sisters, unless you ask the Most High yourself, seeking to know what is necessary to please him, my brothers and sisters, unless the Most High shows you extreme favor, I'm telling you now, you won't find. And you don't find it all at once. You're checked out, my brothers and sisters, to see how much you really want the truth. Prove that you do. Then will he open the doors. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. Prophecies speak of Messiah as one that the scripture said in advance, that none would discern him as righteous in the latter days. You ever stop to consider them in what men thought was righteousness? Has been a deception the whole time. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, they told you that when Messiah comes, he's going to be the pastor to prepare you for his appearing. That the pastors will prepare you to become that offering acceptable. The brothers and sisters, the scriptures actually say that most High is going to have to prove foolish all your leaders who lie to you in that manner. That you see clearly what is the acceptable righteousness of Yah. Huh. Men not seeking, my brothers and sisters, to let loose of the faulty concept they have believed, huh, were fundamentally righteous in a world of mass disorder and disagreement. So often they sought to defend their concept of what they thought was a people, a commonwealth, a dominion, territorial rights against others. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if none of them mutually agreed, the man has only sought to divide and fight against one another. And in their contentions against one another, my brothers and sisters, considering themselves wise, while still there's so many truths that they have ignored and pretended that they, after these short-sightedness were valid, have only contended against Yah himself. Can man, my brothers and sisters, be in allegiance to a multitude of contentious leaders setting up standards one against another and still say that they have trusted in Yah and Yah alone? There's a lot I want to talk to you about, my brothers and sisters. It looks like it's going to be one of those things that I'm going to have to save for another time. It's the first step I got this morning, quite frankly. Most High told me that you needed to hear. But I'm looking here at these points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in particular. 12, 13. I say about 14 major points. What I was hit with first this morning. To try to explain what was the devolution of man, if you will, the fall of mankind. How he fell from trust in the Creator. Digressing, digressing, if you will, falling further and further away from the principles of the Most High, unto the polytheist state in which he lives now. And men, most not even realizing they have been duped after a multitude of contentions. To uphold allegiance to contrary, contradictive ideals and never even realize what they trusted in was a demon. I think many of us need to understand how that came to be. Because if you understood how that came to be and how men devolved, if you want to use that word, from his trust in the will of one until more to the contentions. And you see the steps that were involved.
60 seconds.
So men finally came to the place where they are now, not discerning the errancy in these ways. You will see, my brothers and sisters, just how much man now needs to reach for the Most High. Men coming off their high heart and pride, high horse pride, knowing that we need each other, my brothers and sisters. But I'm telling you something. Most High told me, and I'm telling you again, to all who call upon the name of Most High are one, we are not saved, and the Most High will not be pleased. My brothers and sisters, till the world is ready to hearken to the one whom he sends, for the express plain purpose of revealing those truths that for a long time man has ignored. To his speak again, my brothers and sisters, has been in the Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, to his honor, to his praise, always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again, my brothers and sisters. I thank you all again for listening.